I consume media like from the moment I open my eyes until like the moment I close my eyes, it feels like.
This is Muna.
Mona Mira?
She's a Toronto-based journalist and editor. Muna spends her days keeping a critical eye on the media landscape.
I have Google alerts that I set for certain things, so voter rights or violence actually enacted on certain people. Anything about around youth organizing.
And the strategy for keeping track of all of these pages?
I'm a tab monster.
Muna works virtually, which means that most days she hops on the subway.
I have a Metro Pass.
And heads to a cafe to start her daily work.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of cafes. I hang out in Little Portugal a lot.
Muna is an editor at an international news startup called Youngest. It's an online source for independent, youth-led political and cultural news analysis.
Our target audience is anyone who's engaged with what young people are doing on the ground.
At Youngest, all staff and contributors are under the age of 26, but that's not all that makes them distinct.
Our lived experience and our like situatedness, our social location, I guess, as young people and young people of color, queer and trans young people. And I think we can say that at Youngest, it's like a really diverse group of folks. I think that's really deliberate. I think that's important to the voice. We are a diverse generation and we want to reflect the many different locations that people are coming from, politically and otherwise.
Now, there appears to be no lack of mainstream media coverage about young people's failures and contribution to the current economic crisis.
There's a lot of commentary. It's just become like kind of a topic that's in vogue in a sense to harp on millennials and to pick on millennials. They're kind of, you know, creating a straw person to blame for what they've done in some sense. You know, some people have pointed out that it's a really gendered critique if you think about it. There's this idea of us as vain and like self-absorbed and this like selfie generation, right?
In addition to politics, Youngest covers pop culture. Obsessing over pop culture is a stereotype of today's youth, so why cover it?
Because pop culture is political. The narratives that are put out there by pop culture and all its different mediums have an impact on us and our political lives. Dismissing as a vehicle for like talking about the truth or like some kind of trivial or frivolous pursuit when we talk about narrative is like really dangerous and not at all productive for me because I think art for me is very much at its center political. Everybody get up.
Robin Thicke's song Blurred Lines was called the pop song of the summer in 2013. But it also has been banned by several student unions for lyrics that mock the importance of sexual consent. I took to a mall food court to ask some young folks what they think.
So do you think it's important then to talk about pop culture in like a critical way or in a more serious way than just kind of singing the songs or just consuming them? Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
I've spoken to a few guys on the matter where they, even me mindlessly, you know, I'll be singing hey, hey, hey. We joke around about it, but, you know, I try not to do it in the same time because now I know what a lot of people think of the lyrics. I think that it's not just the music we listen to, but even the language we use, especially with our subculture of the youth. We don't think about it. We think about, oh, I totally raped that exam. No, you did not rape that exam. You just did really well on it. Mm-hmm. Because this is the reality of so many people in this world who are forced against their will into so many acts, and you're comparing it to an exam. You're making it a positive experience.
And it's not just youth that get it. Some older adults have been supportive of what Muna and the Youngest crew are trying to do.
People have been really supportive, and older adults in media have been really supportive as well. So that's good to get that feedback. I think there's a lot of people in the older generation who understand that young people actually aren't lazy, disengaged, frivolous, self-absorbed, all of these stereotypes around millennials.
Youngest is still in its first year as a publication, and Muna plans to stick with it in addition to fostering her freelancer career.
I'd like to keep going with Youngest, to build Youngest up into a bigger platform, to reach more folks. I work as a freelancer now to figure out you know, a more serious place in media and to figure out what I want to do, who I want to do it for, and to get my career going in that respect.
Are you hopeful?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
This is Ellie Gordon-Marshall for DW in Toronto.
Generation change. Forget apathy. Think action.